Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the Nation. Supermodel and quarterback Tom Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen, broke down in front of a Florida police officer during a traffic stop. Bündchen's emotional moment was caught on body cam. Clearly in distress, Bündchen told police that she was trying to escape the paparazzi, and the officer gave her a pass. This is not her first run-in with the paparazzi stalking. Here she is in a 2015 CBS interview.
I just don't think it's very respectful for people to follow people, and I don't understand how that's right.
Gisele moved down to Florida a few years ago following her divorce from Tom Brady, but it seems that the paparazzi moved down with her. Actor Sophia Bush has come out as queer in a Glamour magazine essay. She also confirmed that she is in a relationship with retired U.S. women's national soccer player Ashlyn Harris following dating rumors about the pair. The former One Tree Hill star filed for divorce from Grant Hughes back in August and had this to say about her new romance.
The bonus of this whole journey is that I spend every day around a person that being close to is like getting shone on by the sun. Pretty nice. I want that for all of us. I want people to find the right room. I am the most excited about the future that I have ever been, and I don't feel like I owe anything to anyone.
Audio provided by Entertainment Tonight. Bush stated that she hates the idea of having to come out in 2024, but is aware that the conversation needs to be had due to aggressive attacks on the LGBTQ+ community. She also wrote that, "I feel like I can breathe. I turned 41 last summer amid all of this, and I heard the words I was saying to my best friend as they came out of my mouth. I feel like this is my first birthday." Former New York Giants offensive lineman Corey Cunningham has passed away. The 28-year-old was found deceased in his New Jersey home on Thursday. The Giants took to X, formerly Twitter, on Friday, saying, quote, "We are saddened to hear of the passing of Corey Cunningham. He was a vital part of the spirit and the camaraderie of the locker room. Our thoughts are with Corey's family, friends, and teammates." Clifton police told NBC that they responded to Cunningham's home around 1:15 p.m. on Thursday. There was no indication of foul play. However, the cause of death has not been revealed. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea. You can listen to The Bronx Buzz daily on The Bronx Retro WRRC2 or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with The Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.